Time for part two, talking black bears with Kevin Swanson from the DNR. So let's continue where we left off from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let's talk a little bit about the challenge that you have coming up here, just getting into this management cycle. Can you give folks a feeling of how many different aspects and elements from the human factor, the social human factor, the conservation organizations, the tribes? I mean, kind of go down the list of all the different types of organizations and people that you are going to be collaborating with.
Well, we collaborate, of course, with all hunters. You know, at the check station, I registered a couple of bears this morning in Marquette and talked to hunters. That's very important information for us. We seal the animal and get data from that animal by extracting a tooth. That goes into our data set, and we analyze data such as age classes of the harvest, the percentage males versus females, many other things. So the social end of it is our hunters first and foremost, and then we meet with many, many different groups that are mostly hunting groups, some non-hunting groups, but the tribes, of course. I've got to go down state and meet with our tribal governments next week, and generally tribes are in favor of lower bear harvests because of their cultural aspect is very important to the tribes. So they want to be cautious with management, and that's good. We need to be cautious with bears because they're not prolific, and if you make a bad mistake, you can send the population in reverse very quickly. So the tribes and then the Bear Forum, we'll be meeting with them in December, and we talk to members of the Bear Forum often, and they're many different groups, MUCC, the hound clubs like UP Houndsmen and Michigan Bear Hunters Association, and many, many, the Longbow Association, Michigan Bear Archeries Association, and the list goes on. So there's many, many different people that we talk to. I'll be at a meeting with MUCC in December where I present, basically my job is to present the data and present the harvest and kill rates and effort, and then the NRC makes a decision based on our recommendation. So the DNR will have a recommendation after we speak with all of our stakeholders, and keep in mind that there's not going to be agreement among all stakeholders. There's a lot of people that want more bear. There's a lot of people that want fewer bear. So we've got to pay attention to the needs of our hunters and our outdoor enthusiasts, but we also, as scientists, first and foremost, we need to make the right decision for the resource itself.
Really interesting stuff, and to me it's almost like easier to be a rocket scientist because it's different from whitetail deer. I mean, you really are guessing a lot with black bear, aren't you? You're extrapolating extreme guesses when it comes to black bear.
Well, we have very good data on black bear, among the best in the whole country, really, here in Michigan. Because we extract the tooth and we have mandatory registration, we have that sex and age data set that goes back to 1990. So we can rebuild characteristics of the population. We've got a statistician, Sarah Mayhew is her name. She's in Lansing. She creates what's called, it's a statistical catch-at-age analysis, and that gives us an estimate of bear abundance. Now, that's not going to be an exact number, but it's an estimate of how many bear we've got in the UP region and the northern lower peninsula region. And then we look at hunter effort and success rates, just like we do with deer. You know, one of the biggest indicators we look at with white-tailed deer is buck kill per square mile. And if you graph buck kill per square mile by DMU over time, it pretty well tracks what the population is doing. But we do the same thing with bear, looking at hunter effort, how many days it takes to kill a bear on average. So it's not guessing at all. It is not exact, though, I can tell you that.
Well, the reason I bring that up is, you know, we talked about the migration patterns of deer, and those are pretty predictable. I mean, a deer, other than during the rut, and other than the time that they migrate to a yard maybe in the wintertime, they spend the majority of their life in the same 600 to 1,000 square acres, generally speaking. A black bear in Amasaw could be in the Keweenaw 1 year, and then 6 months later be all the way down three counties into Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you manage populations when you have bears that move like that at random times?
Yeah, and that's why we have an estimate for the whole region. We can't even break that estimate up by BMU. We use indicators to allocate the harvest by BMU. But yeah, I'm sure you've talked to Dean Beyer on the show before. He's our research specialist, and he's got a lot of data and collar data showing the vast expanses that
it's pretty amazing.
Move.
It really is.
It is, yeah.
Well, Kevin, I really appreciate it, and of course, we'd love to have you back in a few weeks to wrap up season.
Okay.
Kevin Swanson, Black Bear Management Specialist for the Department of Natural Resources, right here on The Outdoor Show.